Hi there everybody at Lit, I hope you're all well. It's me, Miss Secret UK, back with another story for you. And this is a piece based on a fantasy I had recently, on a lazy morning in bed, the other day in fact. And I thought I'd share it with you all. It includes a couple of things that might not be for everyone, but that's probably always going to be the case. So if it's not your thing, I am sorry. But it is my fantasy, so it is my thing this time. Anyway, I really hope you enjoy, as always. Thank you to everybody who's been writing to me, and I will continue to do my best to respond. Thanks for everything, everybody, and enjoy. It's Saturday morning, and I wake up kind of slowly. I have that glorious realisation that it is indeed the weekend and that I can lie in and just enjoy the warmth and the cosiness of bed. So I let myself just kind of doze and drift in and out of consciousness. I'm so sleepy and so comfortable. And I feel like I never want to move from this position. And while that's partly due to the fact that it is so comfy and warm, it's mainly because you're there behind me. And you're spooning me, seemingly semi-conscious as well, just gently stroking your fingers up and down my tummy and nuzzling sleepily into the back of my neck. And it's just the best way in the whole world to wake up. And after a while, you gradually wake up a little bit more and you pull me back a little tighter into you, just slowly stroking my hair out of the way to expose the back and side of my neck and starting to kiss it softly and repetitively. Feels so good, and I start to respond with gentle sighs, and I push my lower back into more because I love feeling just how incredibly hard you've woken up in the morning, lying completely naked with you, just enjoying your lips on my skin. Is so amazing. And I stay in the position I'm in and kind of twist my torso a little to look back at you. And we give each other this sort of sleepy smile before I lean in to kiss you. Sliding my hand onto the back of your neck and up through your hair, kind of softly stroking and grasping sections of my fingers and gently pulling your head closer to mine. And we share one long, sweet, tender kiss before we just look at one another again. Whispering good morning to each other in turn. Between shorter but sexy, more playful caresses of our lips, I ask how you slept, and you just make this sexy noise indicating that you slept really well, and I giggle softly before we settle back into another deeper, passionate kiss again. It's wonderful. Your hands are running over my tummy slowly, and now my sides as well, just teasing with your fingers, and feels so sensual. You're waking up every little nerve all over me. And after a little while, I turn back to my initial position and just let my eyes softly close again, enjoying your warmth, feeling your hands on my body. And I slide my own hand back and start to run it up and down your outer thigh, which is parallel with mine. Slide it back over your bum cheek and then back over your hip and over to your front to glide along the top of your groin, avoiding your cock though, which is difficult as it's pressed up flat against me. And your hands slide up to my breasts. And your touch is so soft, and yet it's enough to send shivers straight up my spine. And I sort of tilt my head back and arch my back with pleasure as you cup your hands underneath them, and you slide your thumbs over my hard nipples downwards until you're pinching them between your thumb and the base of your forefinger. My neck becomes more exposed as I arch back and you nibble gently, just teasingly, whispering sexy little sweet nothings into my ear. I can't get enough of you. I just want to touch you, baby, everywhere I can reach. My hand starts sliding everywhere it can up your back and onto your shoulder, down your upper arm that's over the top of me, squeezing your bicep before sliding it back down the part of your torso that I can reach between our bodies. Your hands can reach a lot more of me, and you've slid them down to the top of my thighs now, and gently you encourage them slightly apart, so I raise one leg and put my foot flat on the bed, giving you better access between my legs. Ah, you can feel the heat from my pussy without even touching it. I'm moaning softly and I'm back stroking my hand across your groin. I let it travel to your thigh, which you move again so it's parallel with mine again, and your foot is on the bed. And then I slide my fingers down your inner thigh to your balls and start to gently massage them. And I smile as I feel your body jolt behind me at the touch, and your cock slides down a little and is now pressed against my arse instead of my lower back. God, baby. Our breathing is getting a little heavier, and you slide your right hand around from my inner thighs to my arse, and you squeeze it gently while I feel the fingers on your left hand, the hand nearest the bed, start to slide from my thigh towards my open pussy, which is longing to be touched. Oh God, I'm so ready for you. My fingers are still dancing around your groin, knowing how much you want me to play with that hot, throbbing cock that's pressed against me. And I can't do much with my other hand that's nearest the bed because it can't reach you. So I slide it onto yours and start to guide it, one finger on top of each of your fingers. And I twist my body a little again to look back at you. This time it's a completely different look we give each other of real desire and anticipation, needing, wanting each other, needing to be touched so badly. Oh, baby. I spread your fingers apart with mine and I place them either side of my pussy lips. Before pushing your index and middle fingers down against my wet slit gently. Oh, baby. And you see my open-mouthed expression as I finally feel you touch my pussy under the guidance of my own hand. And I hold my right hand up towards my mouth and looking at you lustfully, I lick my palm with the flat of my wet tongue, making it as slick as I can with my saliva. And then I offer you my fingers, which you suck into your mouth hard and coat with yours. Then I slide my slickened hand towards your cock and then down it from the head, and I grip it tight. Oh, and again your whole body shudders behind me as I take hold of it. And then I pause before starting to slide it up and down rhythmically and tightly. Oh, it's so hot and hard in my hand. Oh, wow. Oh, baby, I want it so much. I slide your fingers back and forth along my slit with your other hand. And even though you can see how turned on I am, I can hear you moan gently as you feel just how wet my pussy is. Both of our fingers quickly get slick with my juices, and each time I slide your fingers along the length of my pussy, I press them harder against my inner lips or my clit, and you feel my body tense a little more, feel me squeeze that bit harder on your shaft, and you kiss me as we pleasure each other. Your tongue licking over my lips and my tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. And then I take my hand that's on yours away and I whisper against your lips. Oh, baby. Fuck me with your fingers, please. I need it. And not needing to be asked twice, you break the kiss momentarily to watch my expression of pleasure as you thrust your two fingers into me hard and spank me with your other hand as you enter me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, your fingers inside me. I nearly lose it and I squeal with surprise at being spanked. You whisper, oh, baby, fuck, feel how wet you are. And you take my hand off your cock and sliding your fingers out again slowly, you place my hand at the entrance of my pussy where my juices are leaking out onto my thigh and down towards my asshole. I scoop some up and it almost coats my hand, which I then return to your cock, nicely lubed up, and start to stroke you hard again as you continue fingering me. That's it, baby. God, I love our romantic mornings, just cuddling in bed. I'd love to just be held and slowly made love to, but it's no wonder our sex life stays so exciting when it can go a completely different way like this sometimes, and from just lying in your arms, I can end up wanting to be fucked within an inch of my life. You've got me like putty in your hands now, and you know it. And the longer we masturbate each other, the closer we're getting to coming. I can feel your pre-cum on my fingers, but we both know we're not ready just yet. We slow to a stop for a moment to recapture our breath, and I roll onto my tummy and slide my arm over you and kind of turn a little more again, so I'm lying on you a little bit, and we just embrace and share this amazing hot kiss. Our hands starting to roam all over each other's bodies frantically. And I tell you, baby, I want you inside me. I need you inside me. And you groan hard in response, and you move yourself up into a sort of sitting position on the bed before just pulling me on top of you. I raise myself up and take hold of your cock tight at the base before positioning it at the entrance to my pussy. I rock my hips a few times, making my pussy lips slide over the head before you watch it disappear inside me as I slide down onto it with a moan. I position myself so that I'm sat kind of on your lap, facing you with my legs crossed around you. We embrace and start making out deeply as we rock together, supporting each other by holding each other close and tight. My hands massage your back, slide up to your neck. We moan into each other's mouths. Our tongues flick over each other's lips. It's so erotic just being this close with you inside me and to feel our bodies pressed together while getting accustomed to the feeling of you inside me. Your hands slide over my breasts and go up and run through my hair. But we can't thrust too hard in this position, so after a while it becomes torture. I can feel every little movement of your cock inside me as we rock gently, and you can feel my pussy tightening on you. But we're so hot for each other. We need it so very badly now. We need to fuck hard, and we need to fuck nasty. There's a look of desperation in both of our eyes as we look at each other. I grin at you though and wipe the sweat away from your forehead as we stop moving, and we don't need to say anything, we just share one more kiss before I climb back off you and lie on the bed again, face down on my tummy, and you lie down as well beside me and wait for me to climb back onto you or roll on my back for you to get on top of me. But I don't. I just look at you flirtatiously lying on my tummy, and I see you're wondering why I haven't moved. So slowly I move and raise my ass up, the upper half of my body still settled down on the bed. and I see your eyes sparkle as the penny drops, and you smile, biting your lip at the realization of what I want. Then, without hesitation, you swing your leg over me, and kneeling behind me, I feel you position yourself and the head of your cock by my pussy and hold it there. And I look back at you over my shoulder, and with a devilish grin back at you, I just say, "Don't hold back, baby." And you raise your eyebrow at me and exhale deeply before letting go of your cock and closing your eyes. And the anticipation is amazing. Until you slam it home. It's so fucking deep. You feel amazing. And you don't thrust back out, you just hold it there, just letting me steady myself again before pulling out slowly and then sliding back into me. Again, this one is hard, but this time slower. I can feel every inch as I grip you tightly. You fuck me steadily and hard. And soon you start to pick up the speed. In and out. My tight pussy. Raise my ass higher in the air, pressing it back to meet your thrusts as best I can. I'm soon moaning and sighing, and you are too. Your hands slide underneath me and squeeze and play with my breasts, flicking my nipples with your fingers and leaving one hand there. You start to move the other down the front of my body towards my clit, and you start to play with it. And leaning on, just one arm for support, I reach back with my hand underneath you and start to softly fondle your balls. My juice is everywhere, all over your cock, trickling down onto your balls, glistening below my pussy from earlier. And this gives you an idea, and still fucking me, you stop teasing my clit and move both hands to my ass, and you spread my cheeks apart to get a good view. Being this exposed excites me, just wondering what you're going to do next, after my instruction before not to pull any punches. We're grinding against one another steadily, and you let your fingers come up and start to gently circle the patch between my pussy and my arsehole, hearing and feeling me quiver with delight. Fuck, baby. It's such a sensitive spot, and you feel my pussy automatically grip tighter on your cock as it brings me closer to orgasm straight away. And then you trace your fingers and my juices up towards my asshole, just barely making contact at all. Oh, fuck. You just stroke around it teasingly, fucking me harder as you go. Oh, I've never felt anything like it before. Oh, you're only circling your finger around it, coating it with my juices, but oh my god, I can barely take it. Oh, you're slamming your cock hard into me, groaning. Your balls slapping up against my pussy. It's so... so animalistic and hot. Oh, darling, that's it. Fuck me hard. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I'm completely in your control. You know just what you need to do to throw me over the edge and make me come, but you wait until you're ready to. Your cock is so slick and it makes amazing, juicy, wet, sexy noises as you fuck me hard and fast. It turns me on so much just hearing it. Yeah. Your balls are full of hot cum, just ready to shoot deep inside me. Oh. Yeah, fuck. My open arse and pussy are in full view in front of me, of you. Oh, baby, make me come with you. Make me come with you. You keep teasing my asshole. Gauging how close to coming I am by how tightly my pussy squeezes your cock. Which gets you closer too. And then finally, when you're ready to come. You move your other hand to my clit. And start to play with it fast. As you ease just the tip of the finger circling my asshole inside. Oh, fuck. I arch my back. Now a huge moan is as I start to come. Oh, my pussy clenches down hard on your cock for a few seconds. And then starts to convulse and squeeze rhythmically, bringing on your orgasm in turn, deep inside me. Oh, as you push hard against me, just tensing forward with a huge, sexy groan. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, such long, hard orgasms consume us and make our breath staggered. We both start to tremble all over and fall forwards to recover. Me onto the bed and you on top of me, still inside me. My pussy still pulsating on it gently. Coming down and enjoying the afterglow. Oh, baby. Barely able to move. We just stay there for a couple of minutes, just lying together, before you gently pull out of me. And there's so much cum from both of us. It's dripping down onto the bed. You encourage me onto my back, and then, without much energy, slowly kiss down my body, and knowing I'm sensitive and can't take much pressure, you gently start to clean me up with your tongue, as I sigh and softly guide your head. You're not shy about tasting both of our cum mixed together. Oh, it's so incredible. You only do this for a minute or two. And you climb back up my body and pull me into your arms and kiss me deeply and slowly. I can taste our cum on your lips and your tongue, and moan softly into your mouth. I let my nails stroke down your chest, and my fingertips glide to your sides and up your back. Your whole body is tingling, every nerve is switched on, and you sigh gently as I just caress you, delicately and lovingly, and you do the same to me. I intertwine my fingers on one hand with yours, and you hold my hand tightly and kiss it once gently. We just hold each other. Little wearily again after that, just cuddling, touching, kissing, talking, and the weekend is off to a perfect start. Oh well, I hope you all enjoyed that, and I hope to be back with more very soon. Bye for now.